This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The mellow music is KMOX-FM.
Where did you dig up that, Drew Young? All right, it's time to join Johnny Rabbit, as always, at this time on a Sunday morning. Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning, and thank you, Scott. Thank you, Drew Young, too. What a song, what a jingle. Hey, today we're going for a Sunday drive on St. Louis's favorite highway, Route 66, that nostalgia-laden lane that ran from Grant Park in Chicago to the Santa Monica Pier. 2,448 miles along the way, of which about 85% of it you can drive today. Well, Route 66 was part of the United States highway system, and on November 11, 1926, it became one of the first numerically designated interstate highways, so-called interstate. The program for highway numbering began in 1924. The initial suggestion for what became 66 was 60, but opposition came from Kentucky. They wanted it. They'd been assigned 60, and they didn't like it. Well, at a meeting in Springfield, Missouri, proponents of this diagonal highway who wanted the designation of Route 66 for us sent a telegram to Washington stating so, and they got their wish. That meant Route 66 was born in Springfield, Missouri. The top backer of the number 66 was Cyrus Avery of Tulsa. He suggested the nickname Main Street of America for promoting 66, which was also called the Will Rogers Highway. 59 years later, June 27th of 85, Route 66 was officially decommissioned when it and other highways were replaced by the Dwight D. Eisenhower National System of Interstate and Defense Highways. But Route 66 lives on today in so many ways. And for example, and still the start of COVID, our KMOX oldie show that had a 15-year run was called Route 66. That hotel at Watson and Lindbergh, that both streets had Route 66 designations, is the Holiday Inn Southwest Route 66. There's the Route 66 State Park and Visitor Center off the I-44 Lewis Road exit at Times Beach, and many stretches of the old highways and byways have the designation of historic Route 66. Dozens of Route 66 events and festivals are held in places like Springfield, Illinois, Collinsville, Springfield, Missouri, and each state that Route 66 passed had Route 66 associations. They're still going on. The hit song, Get Your Kicks on Route 66, was first recorded by Nat King Cole in 1946. Since then, it's been recorded by all kinds of people, from Bing Crosby to the Andrews Sisters, Perry Como, Michael Martin Murphy, the Rolling Stones did it, even Chuck Berry. And so did the song's composer, Bobby Troup, who wrote it while on Route 66 just outside of St. Louis. Plus, there was the 60s TV show Route 66, a spinoff of the television series Naked City. Two episodes of that Route 66 show were filmed right here at places such as the arena. That was the Arena Bowling Alley and Gaslight Square. The show used an instrumental, the theme from Route 66, written and performed by Nelson Riddle. The highway's history rolls on with Phillips 66 Gas. In books about the Mother Road, a brand of soda called Route 66 made in Mokena, Illinois, and Lynn Litchfield's Ariston Cafe, and our Ted Drew's Frozen Custard. I'll be there again today for you know what. Route 66 in St. Louis confused drivers as it went in all kinds of directions, on all kinds of streets. City 66, Bypass 66, Business 66, Alternate 66. The list goes on and on. Very confusing. Some streets that at times were marked with the Route 66 shield included Kings Highway in Salisbury, Florissant Avenue, Dunn Road, Skinker, Chippewa, Boyle, Gravois, and more. And one of the businesses Route 66 passed was Ralston Purina on Shodo when they sponsored the Tom Mix NBC radio show heard here on KSD. Today, portions of Route 66 through Illinois, Missouri, New Mexico, and Arizona are designated either National Scenic Byways or Historic Route 66. And the eight states that were traversed by Route 66 were Illinois, Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California. Next Sunday morning at 8:50 on KMOX, it'll be a flashback to 1966. At 10:30 on Tuesday, the 13th of May, I'm going to host a free show at the Missouri History Museum, Growing Up in St. Louis. Our guests, Tom Stockman and Movie Theaters, the Labor Tribune's Kevin Weeks and Cars Kids Wanted Over the Decades, Valerie Gibson to talk about growing up in the Mill Creek neighborhood, Ed Wheatley and Sports of the Past, and we'll have live piano and tuba music by Marianne and Joe Schulte. That's a first. Now, please welcome the thrilling return of our beloved KMOX Mary moderator, your pal and mine. Here he is, Scott.
Thanks, Johnny. Talk to you next week.
Okay.
All right, you have a good one. Total Information AM Sunday rolls on.